We're talking about Governor Tony Evers going on a trade mission to Japan in September. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The governor will be attending the Midwest U.S.-Japan Conference, which brings together politicians and business leaders. Japan is Wisconsin's sixth highest export market, and exports in the first quarter of this year were up year over year. What are you hoping will come out of this visit? What kind of connections do you want the governor to make? Could your company benefit from a strengthened trade relationship with Japan? We're at 800-642-1234. Katie Sinnott is Vice President of International Business Development with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Katie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Katie.
So what is Wisconsin's relationship with Japan currently like? What does it look like?
Wisconsin's current relationship with Japan and in the past has been very strong. We have a very close relationship. Right now I'm working with a consul general out of Chicago from Japan on creating a roadshow where he can come up to Wisconsin and highlight some of the contributions that Japan makes to the state of Wisconsin. We have 33 Japanese companies in the state, employing over 4,000 people in our state.
Has that relationship stayed strong over time?
It has. It's been very strong.
And so WEDC, your organization, is coordinating this trade mission. What do trade missions usually accomplish? What goes on?
Trade missions are very tiring.
Tell us what you really think.
Right. We have trade representatives in 82 countries around the world. So our trade representative will work with every single company who's signed up for the trade mission to identify their objective for that mission. And then they will work to create a customized schedule for every company and provide every company with a market assessment for the opportunities for them in Japan.
So what is our goal, Wisconsin's goal, the governor's goal, as he heads to Tokyo and other places? What is he trying to do?
Sure. There are really two objectives that I see for both WEDC and the governor as he leads our delegation to Japan. First and foremost, we want to increase exports for our Wisconsin companies who are coming with us. Secondly, it's really the governor's role to increase relationships as far as cultural, political, and economic.
Can you make headway with that by being there in person?
Absolutely. Particularly in Japan and other Asian countries, relationships are incredibly important. And when our most senior politician of the state goes and shows that that country is important, definitely makes a difference.
How do you prepare that lawmaker or that politician or that governor for the traditions, the business traditions that they will encounter there?
Sure. We provide a briefing for every governor that goes to a new country to help them understand the cultural nuances of that culture. And it's from there on, they're all very quite talented in their speaking abilities. So really, it's not that hard to prepare them.
What are those cultural nuances for Japan and in business relationships?
Sure. In Japan, being agreeable doesn't mean agreement. You have to really delve into the relationship and make sure that you show up in person. If you have a potential distributor, you should go and visit them, visit their offices, get to know their people, bring gifts to meetings. That's something that's not so common in the United States or in Europe, but you would want to bring a small token of your country to them.
So having that personal relationships, kind of that FaceTime, is the governor introducing Wisconsin in a way to Japan, or do you find that there is already that established awareness among the business community there?
I think it depends on who he is meeting with. For example, he'll meet with Governor Morita from the Chiba Prefecture, which is our sister state. Of course, they're very familiar with us. They're very happy to welcome us back. But he will also be presenting to leaders, Japanese leaders, who haven't been to Wisconsin. So he will be raising awareness of what the state has to offer in our key driver industries.
We're talking about Governor Evers going on an eight-day trade mission to Japan in September. Katie Sinnott is Vice President of International Business Development with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you feel optimistic about what Governor Evers could accomplish on this trade mission? What are you hoping will come out of his visit there? And could your company benefit from a better relationship with Japan? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So one of the things that the governor is doing in Japan is going to Tokyo for this conference. This conference has been going on for like 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really longstanding tradition. What happens at this conference?
So this conference was created, I believe, in 1967, and we just celebrated in Omaha, Nebraska last year, our 50th anniversary. And it was really created to bring together the 10 Midwestern states who are members and their counterparts in Japan to build cultural, political, and economic understanding between the regions. So during the event, the governors will all present their states. There will be major Japanese companies in the audience. We will meet with our counterparts from Japan. For example, I mentioned Governor Morita. There will be all sorts of presentations about leading-edge technology. For example, last year, Toyota did a large presentation about what's going on in the future of automotive.
And how many governors usually come to this conference?
Typically 10. It's very rare that we would have a lieutenant governor or a non-attendee.
So besides going to this conference, what other stops and visits will the governor make? What's on the agenda?
So there are quite a few meetings set up for Governor Evers. It is his first trip to Japan in his official capacity. So it'll be important for him to reach out to Japanese companies who are based here in Wisconsin. For example, Fuji Films, Komatsu, Kikkoman, all of those companies are based here in Wisconsin, and he will go and have meetings with the CEOs of those companies in Japan. Also, he'll be reaching out to Wisconsin companies with operations in Japan so that he can understand any issues that they face in doing operations there.
And so how much is this planning coming from your organization, WEDC, and how much is coming from the governor's office on what they would like to do while they're there?
Right. It's really a joint effort. Mm-hmm. So we reach out to the governor and ask him what his strategy is and what his perspective on doing business there is and what kind of outreach would he like to do. So we'll base our meeting schedule on that. As I said, though, we do reach out to those Japanese companies that are here in Wisconsin. So those are kind of standard meetings that we would recommend.
How have those standard meetings have gone in the past? Have there been pretty big takeaways, or kind of meetings that you would quite cordial, or is it major business getting done?
I think there's a little bit of everything depending on the situation for the company. This time around, I think it will really be an introduction. It's very important in Japan that the CEOs know the government where their companies are based. So that's incredibly important. And that's a continual relationship building done by the state of Wisconsin. There are times when actual business, real business has been done. For example, expansions of companies has been agreed during those trips.
Those company expansions, are those rare or do they actually come out of these missions? Because we're looking to, you know, strengthen jobs and more opportunities here in a trade mission.
Absolutely. If it's an ongoing project, they may be finalized during these trips. Although, as you know, foreign direct investment is a long-term plan. It takes many years to get those companies to come to Wisconsin. So I think you're going to see both. There might be initial meetings. We have identified companies that could fit supply chain gaps that we might have here in Wisconsin. And so we'll go and request a meeting, introduce ourselves, provide the opportunity, and then that will be a continuing dialogue.
As you set up these meetings, do you find that these companies are very interested in having these meetings? Do they open their doors to you?
They do, absolutely. We are very specific about why we're meeting with those companies. So we look at our six driver industries. That's water technology, energy, power and controls, food and beverage, advanced manufacturing, biohealth, and aviation and aerospace. So we have a real business case of why they should look at Wisconsin.
You've been on these trade missions in the past. What surprises come up? Why do you think these matter so much?
I think relationships matter. I think getting to know companies, getting to know the people who run the companies is what really makes a difference. And showing that that country is important, showing the respect for that country by showing up. I think that's a big part of success is showing up.
Governor Walker went on these as well during his 8 years in his administration. How might Governor Evers' approach be similar or different on this first trade mission of a new administration?
Well, we will discuss his specific focus of Governor Evers, but there will be, I think, many similarities. We will reach out to companies invested in Wisconsin. We'll attend the Midwest Japan Association event. There may be specific issues that he would like to address that are different. For example, we're talking with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Perhaps there's some focus on water technology that we would like to consider. So those could be a little bit different.
So do you often also bring messages from around the state then of different companies or even academia interested in developing relationships with Japan?
Absolutely. We work to create relationships with our industry consortia. For example, in freshwater technology, we have the Global Water Council, and it's very important to connect them with other counterparts in other countries because we're top four in the world in freshwater technology. So we work to create those kind of connectivities. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee has the School of Freshwater Science. Again, we're trying to connect them together.
Talking about Governor Evers' 8-day trade mission to Japan this fall, Katie Sinnott is Vice President of International Business Development with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Are you encouraged about what the governor may accomplish on this trade mission? What are you hoping will come out of his visit? And what do you want to learn from it? We're at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Governor Evers going on a trade mission to Japan in September. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. This is his first trade mission. Our state exports to Japan in the first quarter of this year were up 11% year over year. So what are you hoping will come out of this visit? What kind of connections do you want the governor to make? What markets do you want him to focus on? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email your thoughts to ideas@wpr.org. Katie Sinnott stays with us. She is Vice President of International Business Development with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which announced the governor's mission yesterday. Katie, the U.S. has a nearly $70 billion trade deficit with Japan. We export more than we import more than we export. Is this trade deficit affecting Wisconsin at all?
Well, here in Wisconsin, we have a trade surplus with Japan. So we're over $700 million in exports and just over $600 million in imports from Japan. So we are in a different situation than the United States, and that's probably a lot because we are a heavy manufacturing state. If you look at the exports to Japan from Wisconsin, our top three export categories are industrial machinery, scientific and medical equipment, electrical machinery, and then the next two are processed meats and meats. And if you look at the top export items by dollar value within these categories, you'd find that we export a lot of CT scanners, sausages, and air filtration systems. So Wisconsin exporters are scanning, feeding, and purifying in Japan.
So there is a ton of diversity in what you just talked about. Is diversifying what you are sending exporting, does that help with your balance?
Oh, sure. I think one of the reasons Wisconsin has kind of been less impacted by some of the downturns is we have a very, very diverse manufacturing landscape. we have many, many different industries. And with Japan being the third largest economy in the world and a sophisticated market with 127 million people in that country, almost every Wisconsin company who is looking to export would probably find an opportunity there.
So as you plan this trade mission, who goes on it, and how can companies who are interested in attending this get involved?
So we welcome all companies who are export ready to go with us to Japan. It may not be your first choice as a new to export because it is a relatively complex market and takes some time to penetrate. But we do welcome the conversation. You can either call us directly at WEDC or you can go to WEDC.org and fill out an application and we'll call you back and we'll review your objectives and assess whether you're a good fit for this trip.
What does it mean to be export ready? What does that look like?
I think that means you have to have your product registered in the country, or you need to understand what that registration requires. You need to have your product set for that country. You need to understand the import regulations for your product. For example, with food products, it's a little bit more complicated than just sending a widget to Japan, so you'd need to understand that. Although the new to export could also go with us and just recognize it as a fact-finding trip. So we could do the market assessment for them, identify competitors in the country, and take them around to see how their product is used there.
How many trade missions might you plan at WEDC in a given time, given year?
Every year we do 6 trade missions, and 3 of those trade missions are the same every year. We always go to our top export destinations, Canada, Mexico, and China. And then we determine 3 additional trade missions based upon the graduates from the Export Tech program that we support with the Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Partnership. So this is an export readiness program that the C-suite executives attend, three 8-hour sessions over 3 months. They come out with a written export strategy and their export countries identified. So we look at that group of companies and identify, in addition to the 3 I mentioned, what countries are coming up. And lately, we've seen a lot of Japan, Australia, Germany, so we'll use those.
What is the cost of attending a trip like this, and is it worth it for these companies on an exploration level?
Sure. So I think it's absolutely worth it. The cost is $2,200, and that is subsidized by the state. So WEDC makes it simple for companies. We take care of all logistics for the company, and all the company needs to do is to show up and be very prepared to do business in that country.
We're looking ahead as the Evers administration goes on its first trade mission to Japan. Katie Sinnott is Vice President of International Business Development with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You can join in. There's still time, 800-642-1234. What kind of connections do you want to see the governor make on this trip? What markets do you want him to focus on? Could your firm benefit from a strengthened trade relationship with Japan? Have you gone on trade missions like this one in the past? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Former Governor Scott Walker has gone on these missions, as we said earlier. He went to Japan and South Korea a couple years ago. How successful were those missions in increasing our state's exports to those countries? You know, what do you do on the back end as you evaluate how this trade mission went?
Sure. There's a lot to do on the back end. I think the pre-planning and then the post-follow-up is incredibly important. We do a survey of our companies at immediately after the trade venture at the 6-month mark and then again at the 12-month mark to evaluate, have they made sales? How many leads did they make? What was the result? So we can assess whether that was a successful trip. And in general, we have had very high marks for our trade missions, and companies generally have met their objectives.
When you look at all the countries in play in the mix, Canada, Mexico, China, you know, we've got a trade war with China right now. It must be very different to go in country when we are looking at this trade war.
It's interesting. In the last trade mission to China, actually, when we were on the ground, we didn't sense that. The companies that were meeting our companies were very receptive. So I think it's hard to say what the fallout will be from all of the trade discussions. But we have to recognize, too, that they have only just started renegotiating the Japan Free Trade Agreement. USMCA has yet to be ratified by the U.S. government in Canada. And we're still negotiating with China. So the long-term impact of that is still uncertain.
Do you find that these trade missions, do they get better with time? I mean, once you go back to a country again and again, do these relationships solidify that you don't have to completely introduce Wisconsin again to a particular company?
They do. For example, we frequently go to Germany and we visit our sister state of Hessen. And the minister president, Bouffier, was just here, and we were very pleased. He tries to visit our state every 2 years or so, and we visit them frequently. So that's feels like a friendship. We're welcoming someone home.
There's like that reciprocity mm-hmm. that you're seeing mm-hmm. as these countries then come to Wisconsin. What is the toughest challenge as you put together these trade missions? What do you grapple with?
Getting people on the bus, getting everyone into their cars at the right time in the morning is always a challenge. And some companies do have very specific products that they're trying to sell. And so we have to work very hard. Recently, we went to another country and had to do 90 different interviews of potential distributors to find 3 meetings a day for 5 days.
So what, it was 90?
Yeah, it was significant because the product was so specific and a very narrow group of, you know, buyers.
Did you find a buyer of interest?
We have found that additional work needs to get done, that there needs to be some certification of a broader scope of products. So that, too, is a great learning.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Katie Sinnott is Vice President of International Business Development with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Coming up in our next hour, we'll talk about parenting in the age of fear and anxiety. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.